We've got 4:39, so I'm going to give it 1 more minute. Okay. Nobody online. Okay, I've got 4:30. I'm going to call the Estes Valley Fire Protection District Board meeting for July 31st, 2024 to order. Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Erica, roll call.
Brian Bross.
Here.
Brian Singh.
Intends to join, so not yet. I'm absent right now, I guess.
Mike Llewellyn.
Excused absence.
Dave Hamrick.
Here.
Chris Buser.
Here.
Okay, thank you. We've got an agenda in front of us. I've got two small changes I'd like to make. I would like to move item 13, board comment, up to just under number 6, our public comment. And then we've got 12A, an executive session. I'd like to move that right after board comment. Just we've got attorneys on the phone and that costs money. So I'd like to move that up, please. Anybody's got other comments or changes? Otherwise, I just bring motion.
Yeah, I'll move to approve the revised agenda.
Second. Second. Thank you, sir. First and second, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Agenda is approved. Thank you. Any conflict of interest to disclose this afternoon? Okay, hearing none. Public comment.
Let's see, so many folks here with us today.
I'll start. Good evening. I'm Justin. I can hope you guys know me. Had some comments. We had a staff with a volunteer meeting a couple weeks ago. Unfortunately, we got the new guy. Not unfortunately, I appreciate his time there, but I felt that time that the board members could step up and be present with us what happened with Chief Lasky, console the membership, not having a board representative there that has been on the board more than 8 days was disappointing to me. I wrote some notes down that I took at that. I questioned that did the fire district and staff and volunteers do everything that we could do to make Chief Lasky successful? Comments were made that the board was reminded several times to do his evaluations that never got done until his 90-day evaluation. So I feel like just those comments from the membership and from paid staff, did we do everything we could do for Chief Lasky? 90 days is not a very long time to have a chief here when we've just gone through what we did a year ago at this time. I feel, I don't know, it sucks, right? Our membership has been through a lot in the last year. And my closing comments, so I'll get to that in just a second, but I want the best for the fire district, right? I'm 17 years here, captain, put in a lot of time, energy, and I want to see us be successful moving forward. And I feel like bringing in a new chief, whether there's an interim chief, whether obviously there's going to be an interim chief, but if we bring in an inside chief, which I hear there's some possibilities of doing down the road, or external chief, you guys as the board, you have to give them the tools to be successful. They need leadership from the board, president of the board, right? That's your job. So I feel like going forward, I hope that we're not doing this again in 6 months, whether it's an internal chief or an external chief, leadership from the board. And that's the whole board. I'm just looking at you, Brian.
No,
I agree with you. I commend the members of the district. Like, we got a lot of people here. We have a lot of people at our volunteer meeting because it's shook up again, right? So I commend these guys for showing up, doing the job. Like, we've had a busy week this last week with some mutual aid, and I'm sure you guys all know about it. So bravo to you guys for stepping up in a terrible time, in my opinion, with not having a fire chief. We have good leaders within our department, and that needs to keep going up, in my opinion. I was not impressed that we didn't have a board representative at that meeting. I had been here more than 3 days. That's my comments, and thanks for letting me speak.
Thank you for your comments.
Mike Kearney, that's my son. Very proud. You know, I was on a board a while back before your board, and we also went outside the district that time and hired Wolf. And as far as I know, that went very well for a decent period of time before things just kind of fell off, the wheels fell off. Look at it however you want, that's the way I look. Your board picked somebody that was about as world-renowned as you could get in Estes Park. And obviously the wheels fell off of that for whatever reason. I don't really care what the reason is. It doesn't matter now. It isn't going to help our fire department. I think this time as a board, you should seriously consider, and I brought this up last time when I came, when you were looking for a chief at that time, that we need to look internally. I think we've went outside, we've spent, I don't know how much it cost us when we did it, but it was an amount of money. It consumed a lot of time. And it didn't end up as well as obviously any of us would have hoped. And the same with your board. You went and spent a lot of money, just like we did. So I think this time, and I stated last time that I felt that the best person for this job is here. He's already here. He's been here. And he's sitting at the end of the table. And that's exactly what I said last time. The last chief, I have no idea what happened. I don't really think, I really don't want to know. I don't think it's over with now. It's water under the bridge. We need to move forward. I think there's a little uproar within the fire department over it. I think there should be. There's some worry, of course. Just like when Wolf was here, there was some uproar in the fire department, and there was worry. That's your man sitting right down there at the end of the table. I said that last time, and I mean it again this time. That's all I have to say, is that I think this time you should look internally. Someone the volunteers know, someone the volunteers trust, and who's demonstrated he's a born leader. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Did you put the blind down? You know, at least the cars reflect the left behind you. Thank you.
Can I follow up on that?
Do we have any other attorneys that want to speak?
That just two of us.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Well, I'm going to follow up on that. I'm not supposed to be here. My husband is not happy with me right now being here, so I'm letting you know that. You are probably correct, but I was told in January face-to-face with this man over here that he did not want the job as fire chief because he'd never been a fire chief, he's never done budgeting, he's never done a lot of things. I'm not taking anything away from him. He's world-renowned as well, is what I understand. I understand that. He's very good at what he does, training. Until there are some changes made here internally, and I am not talking about the firefighters because our firefighters here are unbelievable. They give everything they've got. They work jobs and still make it to all the calls that they possibly can, and they protect this community. The community deserves better than what they're getting right now, and there has to be some accountability, not just with the board, but internally as well, and that's with the paid staff. That's really all I'm going to say. And I'm going to excuse myself from the rest of it because the rest of it is garbage. Just letting you know. So, good night. Thank you.
Any other public comment?
Sure. I also, as a member of the board in the past and president of the board, And I also spoke to you before the last door. And I'm here to say basically the same thing, except that things are different this time. You have an internal candidate. You didn't have last time. You know, did have last time. And you went through the process.
It's a different number.
We went through the process. It's absolutely stunning how many people apply for a job that they are completely unqualified. And it's absolutely stunning how few really, really good people float to the top of, I mean, we had 70 resumes come in. 20 of them were worth looking at. 10 of them were kind of hard to get it down to that. And honestly, David Wolf is probably, you know, there were a couple of good candidates and we chose him, but it wasn't like, you know, there's some star out there, someplace that's going to come in here. Internal is a great way to go this time for a lot of reasons. You have the options, you have the support of, I think, a lot of firefighters. You know, it's just a lot shorter process. It gets us all back on track faster. So I would just like to highly recommend that the board seriously considers like internal moving forward.
Thank you. Other comments? Hearing none?
Can I say something?
Thanks.
My name is Anna Sally. And I don't want people to see me like, oh, this is CT's wife now. I'm coming here to, you know, as a community member, and I've known a lot of you, you know, Brian. And I'm gonna echo what Justin said. I'm a former board liaison. My board was of 35 members for a big organization in town. And when my husband told me what happened last week, I was a little bit, you know, disappointed on the board, and this is just for the board. Because I would say the lack of caring and commitment was evident. And I know that you guys are gonna be upheld higher than maybe for the community, right? Because we chose you to be here. I just ask for you to care for these guys. They're the ones out there doing the job. They're the ones bringing the Essex Valley Fire Department name higher. And I just ask you to just like Mr. Kearney said here, like just forget about the past and move forward. Just be wise in the decisions that you're gonna make and be for them, work for them, care for them. They work super hard. Brian Singh knows a little bit of the history that me and my husband went through last year. And many people don't know. And he suffered a lot because he cares for each one of you, even the board. And I just ask you, please care. Just please care for them. We have a great internal candidate here. And just do not disappoint the community nor any of the members anymore. That's all I ask. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other public comment? Okay. Board comment. I'm going to read this. It's the board's words. With the unexpected resignation of Chief Richard Lasky, the board of directors wants to thank the volunteers and staff for their steadfast and professional dedication for our mission of providing residents and guests with superior fire protection, fire prevention, and emergency services. It's unfortunate to lose anyone, and we appreciate Chief Lasky's contributions and wish he and Jamie the best in our next chapter. board will discuss interim and long-term plans. In the meantime, the guests and residents of the district continue to be well served. Through the end of June, the district is now protected by 47 volunteer firefighters, an all-time high in the history, in our history since being formed in 2010. They responded to 334 calls, an almost 30% increase year over year. The district has expanded our public information and wildland fire education programming. In August, we'll start our annual Fire Academy, an intensive training program not only for our own internal volunteers, but also sought out and attended by our mutual aid agencies as well. We've successfully secured grant funding for much needed fire mitigation efforts. Thank you for your support of our staff and volunteers during this transition, and be sure to thank them for what they do. Okay. Minutes from our prior meeting. We can move into it. Let's move into executive session. Sure. I think we've got that verbiage here in the board order. Somebody want to move us into executive session, please?
Motion. Please. I move that we go into an executive session pursuant to section 24-6-402-4B-CRS for purposes of consulting with our attorney on personal matters, including resignation of fire chief and appointing an interim.
We've got a motion.
I'll second that.
And a second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.